welcome to Feathercast. My name is Rich Bowen, and today I'm speaking with Trevor Grant about the Mahout project. Thanks for making time to do this with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me out. I really appreciate it. I think it's my, I've been on here a couple of times, but I always love talking about Mahout. So
let's start with this question then, because I was just listening to the interview that I did with Sean Owen 10 years ago, when the project had just graduated. And this, you know, it's always a bit of a silly question, but you said Mahout.
Yep.
Sean said Mahout.
Yep.
Is there a canonical pronunciation?
The way I do it, and I've mentioned this in a few of my talks, I usually wait to hear how the other person says it, and then I say it the other way until they start saying it my way, and then I switch on them again.
Yeah, I always get confused when you do that. So,
yes, the opposite of the way you just heard it. That's always the right way to say it.
All right. So the website says that this is a project for creating scalable, performant machine learning applications. It seems to me, being an outsider to the industry, that the concept of machine learning changes its definition all the time. So tell me what folks actually use this project for these days.
Realistically, Mahout is distributed linear algebra, is what it is. We can church that up with the buzzword du jour, called machine learning or artificial intelligence, but we're boots on the ground. It is distributed linear algebra. And if you think about like why machine learning was a thing to begin with, it was because a lot of linear algebra techniques don't scale well over multiple computers. And that's a problem. And so we came up with some like numeric approximations, but then these numeric approximations also had their own interesting attributes. And so that is kind of where that whole machine learning is spun off into, but really it's the boring statistics in linear algebra that you learned in high school and college and grad school now distributable.
With a project like this that's 10 years old, pretty mature, where do new contributors get involved? What is there still left to be done?
We are dying for new contributors because we are a bunch of math nerds. and linear algebra doesn't change that fast. Like, you know, there, if a lot of like machine learning projects are worried about like always, you know, trying to stay at like the razor's edge, we're not. We're trying to maintain, you know, there are a few papers that we would like to implement. They're usually very, very big undertakings, because this is not, it's not trivial implementing like a distributed linear algebra thing. Where we're having a lot of problems, you might have noticed we haven't released a bill. We haven't had a release in about a year, and it was a year before that, and the last release didn't have binaries. We basically went and we cleared a lot of old technical debt. We cleaned up a lot of the POMs. We finally like snipped out the MapReduce stuff, and like we call it the old magic, or I call it the old magic. It's dependencies that like people who haven't been in the project for 7 years wrote as a quick hack. And like you go in the comments, like quick hack, delete, delete me. Like, all right, cool. I will. But then it breaks everything else. So, but we need people to help. Like basically we kind of want to just throw out our old POMs and start from scratch. It was so much of just layering like garbage on top, not garbage, but you know, hack jobs on top of hack jobs on top of hack jobs. It's always been a project of math nerds who are kind of just hacking their way through it. So if anyone who's listening wants to get involved in a project, and you know Maven very well, we could definitely use you. And it's things like that and working with the website. And it's like all these, not necessarily doing the linear algebra stuff, but just helping us, you know, keep the house clean type things is where we could really, really, really use some help right now. Or if you want to do some linear algebra, that's cool too. We're also looking for that, but that's why we haven't released for a while, suffice to say.
This project split off from the Lucene project 10 years ago. Do you still have strong community ties to that project, or is that have you kind of gone your separate ways now?
I don't know anybody in the project. I would say probably not. I think that, and not because like as a project we've gone different ways. I think that the people who were in Lucene have left Mahout and maybe have left Lucene too. It's just, yeah, as time goes on. When we were cleaning things out, I saw some old, there's like, there was a leucine dependency still in one of the test harnesses that I commented out. Nothing bad happened. So like, there was a lot of commenting things out and then seeing what happens when I was cleaning this up. But yeah, I would say that, yeah, we've probably, which is too bad. And we could probably stand to maybe reintegrate there too. But for the moment, anywho, no, we have split.
Where does your community hang out? Where do I come to talk to you?
Mailing lists, mainly. We'll, you know, text each other. It's a smaller project, which I like. There's, you know, really, really big and famous projects that have, you know, they brag that they're like the most popular, you know, most traffic mailing list, this and that. We're a really small project. We're a handful of people. And we're all just good buddies. We've, you know, all met in real life, or most of us have met in real life. We'll text each other. We're connected across 4 or 5 different channels. So it creates not a challenge, but we just have to be mindful to make sure that, like, if we're just chatting about something, like, okay, we got to make sure we remember to copy this back to the list sort of thing. Because, you know, if it's not on the list, it didn't happen. But, yeah. So in general, find us on the mailing, come approach the project via the mailing list. And then we'll end up probably chatting with you across a number of vectors, but that's how you get involved.
Are you aware of any interesting stories, user stories, folks that are using your code to do exciting things in the real world?
So I've got two. A current user story, because like I said, we haven't done releases. A lot of times what happens is people just take our code, build it, add some custom stuff in, and then they'll use it in production. One case of that, cars.com, basically just, they did a copy paste job. I was at a meetup and I'm like, why didn't you just use Mahout? And they're like, we basically copied Mahout. I'm like, all right, cool, I guess. Thanks, guys. That it took me having to call it out, but whatever. Because it sounded like they were like doing exactly what our project was doing. They were making it sound like they all did it. Any rate, and I think there's a lot of places that are doing that. That's just one that I happen to be at. But another one that we're doing, you know, there's a lot of COVID stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
What we're doing is, I think we're going to try to get a paper out in the next week or two. But CT scans, like lung scans, are like 3-dimensional images. There's been some work on fMRI, like brain scans, fMRIs, where you can look at the basis vectors of, if you can turn each image of the brain, a 3-dimensional image, you can turn it into a vector, and then you have like a matrix of all these pictures of brains, and then you can find the basis vectors. It kind of works the same way as the eigenfaces, where you get like, you know, different components of the picture can give you a new picture, okay. And then you can find things. So at any rate, we're going to take, again, I don't want to get too far in the math, but we're going to do the same thing with lung images and find the basis vectors of the lung images. And hopefully we can find some difference between, you know, patients who test positive and patients that don't. Thus would, you know, you can serve that. You could basically have a server, any hospital could upload a CT scan and in, you know, 30 seconds get a probability that person is infected. So
that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Again, we're going to try to get that published in the week and hopefully have maybe the scan up. But hopefully by the time this actually goes to YouTube or whatever, it should be out. But
excellent.
So
those of you watching, hopefully I'll have the link for that down below.
Yeah, for sure. We need people to help do the builds.
Yeah.
We've got a functional project, but like for this thing for the COVID stuff, I'll be running on Spark 2.4.5 and the last binary still runs against Spark 1.6. But that's fine because I know how to build it for Spark 2.4.5. But that's a lot to ask the typical end user that like, okay, download it, run Maven clean like this, make sure you're on Java 1.8, you got to tune everything just right, and boom, you got a Mahout package. So if we can get some people to help with the build, like, it's a simple problem. We just need help getting that done.
All right. Well, thank you, Trevor. Thanks for your time.
Cool. Thanks very much for doing this. Really appreciate it always.
Thank you very much. And thank you all for listening to Feathercast.